Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Here in the UK, today is Good Friday. Our text is taken from Genesis chapter 22, and we're reading verses 1 to 12.
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham!" "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son."
Our focus is on verse 8. God himself will provide the lamb. Little did Abraham realize what he was saying as he tried to avoid the awful reality of what lay ahead. Yes, God did provide a ram caught in the thicket in place of Isaac, but a greater provision was to come. Many years later, John the Baptist declared Jesus to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Even before the foundation of the world, the plan of salvation, the provision of the Lamb, was in place. So Abraham's declaration was revealing something of God's eternal plan. What happened all those years ago on Mount Moriah was to be ultimately fulfilled on Mount Calvary as Christ, the Lamb of God, lay down his life for the sheep. Paul wrote that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. His sacrifice on our behalf may be beyond our comprehension, but it is not beyond our experience. Because of what Christ has done for us, we can know forgiveness for sin and be at peace with Almighty God as we trust in Christ's sacrifice on our behalf. So whether for the first time or yet again, let's thank God for his provision and then live for his glory. A prayer. Father God, thank you for your provision for my salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, I continue to trust in your death for my sin and receive the forgiveness and cleansing that your Holy Spirit gives. In your name I thank you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.